If you've been to downtown Phoenix recently, chances are you saw an empty lot. Many of these vacant spaces have sat untouched for years, but recently one particular lot has been turned into something you might not expect in the middle of the city. The show's Blake Bernard checked it out.
Walking around the streets of Phoenix, you may hear a familiar yet strange sound.
Okay.
And if you stop for a moment, you just may notice a group of folks walking around an empty lot with golf clubs. Don't worry, it's normal, sort of.
Welcome to Terreno Baldio. It's the people's golf course.
This idea started with sunflowers and a palm tree.
They were building the Valley of the Sunflowers, which was catty-cornered in that lot right over there. And the Valley of the Sunflowers was a project to reclaim and activate a lot.
Back in 2012, local businessman Steve Weiss saw a project that created an urban garden in the middle of a barren city lot. It was called the Valley of the Sunflowers. Although it didn't have long-term success, it sparked Weiss's imagination.
And seeing the palm tree just, you know, surviving by itself in the middle of this empty lot, I thought, this is the place. Instead of changing the lot, why don't we almost embrace what it is, an empty space with lots of rocks and pretty much nothing around it except this beautiful, lonely palm tree.
So Weiss, with a little help from his friends, created the Terreno Baldio Country Club, an urban golf course.
The course is a three-hole golf course. You play it three times, go around three times, and you're playing nine holes. With a twosome playing fast, it's probably about 35, 40 minutes.
Terreno Baldio has one rule, no real golf balls. The group uses wiffle balls instead.
And the idea is you hit off the tee box, which is a piece of fake grass. You carry a piece of fake grass that almost looks like your, you know, wipe your feet mat. And you put that under wherever your wiffle ball landed, then hit from that till you get onto the green and then putt on the green.
All the while, the empty lot becomes a place for the diversity of downtown to gather together.
You gonna eat that? Damn it. All right.
There you go.
Four. Damn it.
This is definitely not miniature golf. This has been really fun.
That's Joe Braklasich. He has a business background and currently owns an art studio on Grand Avenue. He's played golf since childhood, so he's the professional golfer of the group?
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I like that.
He's also become the group's self-proclaimed golf consultant and helped plan out the course.
And so I was hitting the wiffle balls in a vacant lot to figure out how far you should be able to hit it and establish par. And then when this became the spot, we did the same thing and kind of helped lay it out.
And if you want to play, anyone is welcome.
Show up at sunrise, show up at, you know, at 4 o'clock and play till sundown.
The group leaves three things on the course: wiffle balls, the portable fairways, and the rules of the course, laminated and pinned to that lonely palm tree. You're responsible for bringing the clubs.
I'd suggest a 7-iron seems to be the best thing to play everything, even the putting, because our greens are a little bit long.
Located off 4th Street and Pierce, it's one of the many empty lots in downtown Phoenix.
We want to encourage our lots to be used. We want to encourage kind of the activation of those sites, but we also have to make sure that it's safe and legal.
Christine Mackey is the Director of Economic and Community Engagement with the City of Phoenix. While she agrees many lots are empty, she points to the past in the ASU Bioscience facility as a reason some lots remain vacant for longer periods.
That 30 acres was never intended as a biosciences campus in the beginning. It was the city assembling lots for the Cardinal Stadium to be built in downtown Phoenix. When Glendale secured the Cardinal Stadium, our leadership said, well, we now own this 30 acres, what should we do? And very wisely, they visioned a biosciences campus, and you see the results of that today.
Right now, some of the lots are used for parking, community gardens, or events like First Friday. But what about the long term?
We don't have to turn a quick buck on these particular parcels. We can make sure that what we're trying to do is in the long term best interest of the downtown market.
So in the meantime,
not too shabby.
At the lot, or the Terreno Baldio Country Club, they'll keep hacking away.
As long as it lasts, we'll come and play. It's as ephemeral as the empty lot itself.
For the show, I'm Blake Bernard.
Nice, nice.